All right, Tuesday mornings around this time is when we talk money in the morning with Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I'll tell you what, saving for college, saving for retirement, those are things that if you start doing it on day one of your new job out of college and don't ever waver from it, you're going to do okay. But having kids in college and retiring someday, those don't seem real when you're 20-some years old.
No, they really don't. You know, and when you go through the list of things that people come to see a certified financial planner for, lots of times those are two of the big goals on people's list. So when I sit down with clients every day, you know, you start to walk through, like, what is it that we want to talk about? What are your number one goals? And traditionally, retirement and college education savings are right at the top of that list. And part of the problem with those two goals is sometimes we have a conflict there, right? Because as you pointed out, when you're really young, you don't really think about those things. Obviously, you don't have children yet, so you're not really thinking about saving for college education. And retirement seems so far off, that's usually not really high on the list either. And a lot of times those things kind of come together and they cross over at a really important time in life where we're competing. You know, we need to save for college. Yep. We need to save for retirement. Which one should take the priority? How do we balance them out? So I thought maybe today we'd spend a little time talking about that because a lot of people struggle with that decision.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, do you need to put off your retirement saving so that you can put your kids through college?
Well, the short answer to that is, you know, no. When we really look at, you know, what should take priority, we a lot of times think that retirement should take that priority, but it's not just that simple. You know, when we think about it, you know, Ameriprise did a survey recently just kind of, you know, checking in on people who are in that situation where they're saving for retirement, they're saving for college education. It turns out that 87% of the parents that responded to that survey have already paid for or plan to pay for, you know, some of their kids' college education costs, which is fantastic. But a problem with that survey was a third of those people that responded basically have said that they're going to delay their own retirement or have delayed their own retirement to cover those expenses. So that's kind of what we wanted to talk a little bit today is, you know, how do we kind of, you know, cover some college education expenses without having to, you know, delay our retirement.
Yeah. Well, so what would be the reason to continue on with your retirement savings and not put that on hold for your kids' college education?
Because that's a really hard decision, isn't it? I mean, yeah. If you think about it, you know, it's one of those things that's easy to say that we should prioritize retirement over college savings. And that's a hard thing to say. It's a hard thing to hear, but retirement really should take that priority. You know, a couple of things you think about when it comes to the retirement side of things is sometimes we don't get to choose our retirement date. That's not always something that's in our control.
Right.
You know, if you have companies that are going through downsizing, if you have to stop working to cut, you know, maybe care for an aging parent, if you get laid off, if you know, there's a lot of factors that can come in. Maybe your health related things. There's a lot of things that can come into our lives that kind of force retirement upon us. You know, we all think about retirement as something we're working towards and we ride off into the sunset after, you know, 30 years of, you know, service with one company. And life doesn't always work out that way. Sometimes retirement is handed to us versus us, you know, choosing to retire. So that's one of those things we have to think about. The other thing is we don't want to run out of money when we retire. You and I talk a lot about retirement planning and making sure we have enough money set aside. But if your savings come up short for retirement, we don't have the ability to apply for a scholarship for retirement, right?
Right. Oh, that'd be nice if you could do that.
there are no grants. There's no work study programs. There's no financial aid for bridging the gap for retirement. So your children do have that ability for their college education planning, but you and I and the people that are listening, we just don't have that choice. There's no financial aid department for retirement. As nice as that would be, that doesn't exist. So that's another reason we really have to think about prioritizing our retirement over college planning.
Yeah, especially because we don't want to burden our kids either. We want, you know, by putting them through college, you know, and paying all of their expenses, we may put ourselves in jeopardy and, you know, 10, 15, 20 years down the line might have to knock on their door and say, hey, remember how we put you through college? I don't have anything left.
Right.
You don't want to be in that position.
You don't want to be in that position. And, you know, we want to be able to strike a balance, you know, between both of those goals. I think you're right. I think a lot of us don't want to put that burden on our children to pay for it all or to rack up these massive student loans and those types of things. But at the same time, we have to think about the, you know, the money they're using to pay for those college education expenses is something that's going to help them expand their earnings potential later on, right? So they're investing in their own future in a roundabout way. And that's one of the things we have to maybe be okay with, that maybe they've got to find a way to pay for some of those expenses on their own. Because at the end of the day, they're the ones that are going to reap the rewards from them.
Right. Maybe find a way to help them, maybe cover some of their expenses. Maybe, all right, mom and dad are going to buy books, or we're going to pay for your classes but nothing else, and you buy the books. I mean, there's all kinds of ways that parents can help but not foot the entire bill.
Absolutely. It doesn't have to be an all or nothing proposition. And that's one of the things that, and I think a lot of people get caught up in that in many aspects of financial planning. Like, I have to be completely debt-free, or I have to pay for every penny of college planning, or I have to... It doesn't, you know, there's lots of very few blacks and whites in the world of financial planning. There's lots of areas of gray. And this is one of the things we talk about is it for college planning, it doesn't have to be an all or nothing proposition. You know, a lot of parents are paying for a percentage of the college. Maybe I pay for half, my student pays for half. Maybe, as you said, I just cover all the tuition and they cover all the expenses. Maybe I cover room and board and they cover their tuition. You know, There's different ways to kind of slice that up a little bit so we're not on the hook for the whole thing. And I think that's one of the things that we need to have a nice conversation with our student about, is about what we plan to pay. And, you know, revising your college savings in one of those areas can help you direct more of your money towards your retirement savings.
And there's always that kid that you see the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, they're about to graduate and they say, hey, Dad, I'm thinking about graduate school. Oh, no.
Oh,
really?
No, that's right. That's
How many more years of school is that going to be?
Yeah, my oldest is going through that right now. So she graduated from Michigan State with a bachelor's degree, and now we're talking about grad school, right? So that's one of those things that kind of sneaks up on you too. And that, you know, that's a decision that, again, you have to weigh out. Do we have the ability to pay for those types of things? And, you know, is that something that's in our budget? And if not, again, we need to have a really honest conversation with our, you know, daughter or our son, and just kind of go through and say, look, this is what I've set aside for college. This is what, you know, this is going to be your responsibility, and just make sure they know what's going on there and what they have to cover. Because, you know, that's particularly important. There's just some jobs out there where you need, you know, a master's degree in order to move forward. But, you know, that's, as we know, is not cheap.
Right. Bottom line is, you need to talk to your kids about this and sooner rather than later, so that they know, you know, as they're looking at college, they know how much they're going to have to come up with. Are mom and dad going to help me out? Am I completely on my own? It's a conversation you need to have.
I think it absolutely is. And, you know, everybody has to pick when's the right time to have that conversation with their student, you know, when they're old enough and mature enough to have that conversation. But if we have a nice, honest conversation with them about what we have set aside, what we can afford to pay, what we can't afford to pay, they're going to know that when they start going through their schools of choice. Are they going to be able to go to just community college? Are they going to be able to go, will they need to go to 2 years of community college? And we have a wonderful community college in the Port Huron area. St. Clair County Community College is a world-class outfit. So, I mean, that's not that that's a bad thing. That's a great thing for many students. So, you know, should we go to community college? Should we go to community college and then think about transferring to a four-year university? Can we look at private schools? Can we be looking at out-of-state schools? Because every time we escalate that, costs go up. So I think it's important that once you have that conversation with your son or your daughter, then that helps them maybe kind of narrow in their focus and refine their list of potential schools to find ones that are kind of in the budget for them and you.
Absolutely. And there are a lot of resources available. St. Clair County RESA has their Know How to Go program. SC4 has a great financial aid department. And so I think parents and students need to be on the same page, because it's a new era. If you went to college 30 years ago, it's a lot different now.
The costs are so astronomically higher than they used to be, and they just continue to grow. And like you said, we have so many great resources in this area. You know, the Blue Water Middle College is something else that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to go that one extra year and come away with an associate's degree is an amazing thing.
Wonderful.
And being prepared then to transfer to a four-year university if that's what you have in mind. But
yep,
there are so many resources available. It's just a matter of figuring out what the right path is for you and your student, what you can afford, what you can't afford, and really having a clear mindset of what it is that you want to accomplish.
It sounds like what you're saying is, don't jeopardize your retirement just to put your kids through college.
Yeah, like I said at the very beginning, if the short answer is, if I have to pick, if I have to choose 100%, it's either retirement or saving for college, I think you have to lean towards retirement. But I think it's important to try to find the balance somewhere in there where we can do a little bit of both.
And that's where a good financial planner will come into play. And Dave, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way to reach you?
You can contact me at my office, which is located right downtown Port Huron. My phone number is 810-987-5370. I also have a website. You can reach out to me on Facebook. There's all different areas of ways to get in touch with us, but maybe the easiest way is just calling the office.
All right. Sounds good. Dave, appreciate it.